This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am well and you're well. What's the situation, though, on the COVID front in Queensland?
So the Premier spoke a short time ago and said that there are 5 new cases of coronavirus across Queensland, bringing the state's total to 1,043. Now, 980 patients have recovered and there are no new cases in Cairns, and that's for now more than 10 days, but there are still 3 active cases. Now, the Premier revealed this morning that she'll be speaking with tourism operators, restaurants and cafes to put in a clear road to map out the recovery operation for those businesses, obviously, who have been devastated by the virus. So we also had a big announcement yesterday with the Premier revealing that we're going to see some changes with back to school news. So what we're looking at now, from the 11th of May, students in kindy, prep, year 1, year 11 and year 12 will be returning to school. The students in years 2 to 10 will continue remote learning at home. Now, on the 15th of May, that's when the state government will be assessing easing restrictions in Queensland for schools. And on the 25th, they will decide whether the schools can be reopened to those remaining students and grades.
Now, Kat, you mentioned 5 new cases. I was a little concerned with that because I was thinking that could have been, is not a direct result of the weekend's activities where we were allowed extra freedom?
No, I think it's going to be too early to decide that. I know the health officer was saying that once we will know after 2 weeks, really, to see the impact of the weekend. 3 were recorded in another state. 1 is due to close contact and one of them was recorded on the Gold Coast. So really, Jeanette Young was saying we have two new active cases, but the other 3 were recorded in other states. So they're just reshuffling those numbers now.
Okay. Any more on the COVID front?
For now, no. That's about it, I guess. It's all up to date.
All right, that's good. And what else can we look at as far as news is concerned on 9 News Far North?
Well, I'm actually heading up my way to Port Douglas to speak with police about a man who's been missing. So we don't know too much about the identity of this man, but his family are obviously very concerned because his boat was found. He lives on this boat. He was in the Dixon Inlet, and police are concerned that he's suffered a medical episode and fallen into the water. So we will be speaking to police very shortly to get an update from them. There's also another man who went missing near Weipa at the weekend. His boat was washed ashore near some croc-infested waters, and police have ruled out foul play in his disappearance, but obviously very concerned as to his whereabouts.
Just with the gentleman missing here in Port Douglas, apparently on his craft was a whole lot of groceries. There was also a newspaper that indicated that it is quite a few days ago or quite some time since he's been on the boat. So that is incredibly worrying.
Very concerning time for his family, of course. So the search wasn't going on yesterday because they had high tides and it wasn't favourable conditions for crews to conduct their search. But what we do know is he's 59 years old. He was reported missing by a family member on the 1st of May. They're obviously facing a really anxious wait because they haven't heard from him since, which they've said is out of character for him.
When you come up here, you might check with the yacht club. He was well known at the yacht club, and we all love this local bloke, but we're not sort of mentioning his name at the moment because we, you know, there's obviously maybe family has to be notified or something like that if it is the worst scenario.
We don't know at this stage, really, so that's why I have to wait and see what police say.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll watch for those stories, and 5 new cases as far as COVID is concerned. We'll talk to you very soon, Kat.
Sounds good. Thank you, Paul. For all the latest updates, tune in to 9 News, Far North Queensland at 6 o'clock tonight.